you thought you knew, but you have no idea. It's the Urban Sports Team.
Happy New Year. This is the first show of the new year for the Urban Sports Scene in 2013. I am Wally. I guess I am the host. I've been taking on that responsibility for a while now. And I'm here with, like, basically a new member of the Urban Sports Scene. Because he's, like, now a member. My man, go ahead, say your name. I'm not going to say it for you.
Samuel J. Woldemichael.
It's a blessing to be
Jay
here.
J is silent.
The J is silent? Why is the J silent?
Just like my man Fred Sanford, the G is silent.
Oh, yeah. But he always said the G is for something. He always did. So what's the J for? You do got like the Fred Sanford hat for J's. That doesn't sound right.
Yeah.
You do got the Fred Sanford hat on, though.
Yeah, man. It's my old man hat.
Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. You got the Fred Sanford waddle joint, the waddle walk.
Man. I'm so out of shape, but I think I got that, too.
My man. But like I said, it's the Urban Sports Scene on the Eyes Radio Network. Again, we're blessed to be here. Happy, we can get a chance to say Merry Christmas. So, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Hopefully, you'll get everything you want in your new year in 2013. But yeah, it's the Urban Sports Scene on Eyes Radio again. Make sure you check, the site out. It's www.eyesradio.com. Such shows on there are Run TMC with Tom Block and MC Hater, which airs live Mondays from 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have Clutch Sports Radio, which airs on Thursdays from 8 to 10 Eastern Standard Time. And DC Sports Chat, which airs Wednesday nights from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, check out our homies, Crowley and Watts Radio Podcast Show. They're not with the Eyes Radio Network, but they have a great show at www.crowleyandwatts.com. We also have our show syndicated on the internet radio station, Real People, Real Talk Radio. This site is managed by our good friends from Apple G's. Make sure you visit the site at www.realpeoplerealtalk.com. Love you, Viv. Love you too, Coach. They always give us love. They got our show on their website. So please get a chance to support them. It's about that time. It's the pregame. I know we all want to talk about the Redskins and what happened, but we won't get to that later. Alabama last night won the national championship, 42-14, beating Notre Dame. The legacy of Alabama right now with Nick Saban is probably up there with one of the greats in college football. Alabama has a dynasty, a dominant team. Every year they're about to win a national championship. I don't think anybody really thought that Notre Dame was going to compete with Alabama, and they did what was needed to be done. Have an all-world running back in Lacy. They got, you know, the next to come in Yeldon in the backfield. And so they're a dominant team. And also, you know, big ups to, I think, the quarterback, back-to-back national championship wins for him. He needs to worry about Donnell Dockett. Main man, Donnell Dockett Holland is at his youngin.
Yeah, I actually read that today.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, man.
Donnell Dockett goes to my gym.
Oh yeah, that's right. You have a story. I remember you telling me.
Yeah, we won't talk about that. But yeah, Donnell.
We won't go into
but that. Donnell Dockett, yeah, man. He goes to my gym, and it's hilarious. The dude is funny though. He's comical. The dude is funny. He tweeted McLaren. I keep forgetting the dude's name. Quarterback for Alabama's chick. She's like Mrs.
McCarron. Yeah, she's Miss Alabama.
She's Miss Alabama. She bad.
Of course.
She bad.
Miss Alabama. She actually went to Auburn.
Yeah.
Which makes it a lot more interesting.
Yeah. I'm being real. Like, McCarron's not going to be an NFL quarterback because he's not that good off his talent set. He's really not like a first round quarterback. He's got probably a career backup if he does get drafted. So, like, the Donnell Dockett might have himself a chick on a side piece down the road.
Oh, really?
I'm just saying.
I don't know, man. I mean, she might not like me.
he's black, right? He's an athlete? Oh, yeah, she does. Sorry, that's like the black man's kryptonite.
Yes, indeed.
You know what I mean?
Yes, indeed.
Charles Barkley has a Caucasian wife. It's a black man's kryptonite.
Miss Alabama?
Yeah. Have you seen that chick?
Yeah, she looks ultra snow bunny-ish.
But she look good, though.
Of course.
She a good-looking chick, too. Yes. Nah, I'm telling
yes,
you.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm telling you. I'll watch. Donnell Dockett. Wouldn't be surprised.
AJ.
Then he said, and then Donnell Dockett said, what did he say? He was like, oh, I meant to private message her. I didn't mean to put the text out. I mean, the tweet Jesus. For everybody to see.
Hilarious.
Oh, Steve, man. Out of control, man.
Hilarious.
Hilarious. Anyway, but like I said, big ups to Alabama for winning the national championship. NHL finally ended their strike.
What up, man?
You want to keep going about that?
I want to talk about how great it is to watch Notre Dame get
defeated. All right, go ahead.
That's really the most important part now.
Go ahead. Continue. Go ahead.
It was just great to see Notre Dame get crushed like that. You know,
Why do you hate Notre Dame so bad?
They're Notre Dame. It's like
what they represent.
There's Notre Dame, there's Duke, there's the Cowboys, and there's just certain teams that always get favorable.
But you didn't think that most people rooting for Notre Dame because Alabama is now
Alabama earns it. You see what I'm saying? Like before
they're now the football institution
because they earned it. You see what I'm saying? Notre Dame for years and years they got by based on reputation. You know what I'm saying? They got rankings repeatedly. Like everybody wants to make a big deal this year because they went from unranked to getting the number one spot. But historically, how many times have they came in ranked and went down? You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I'm not going to say they didn't deserve the championship game because they were undefeated.
Oh, they deserved to get there.
You know, they barely got there. A lot of close games, but they earned that. Yeah. But it was just great to see them get exposed like that. So, I think I just became an Alabama fan just for that.
Obviously.
That's all I want to
You're
say
You're so pro-Alabama right now. It's not even
funny.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just anti-Notre Dame. Sorry, Joe Theismann.
Sorry, Joe Theismann?
Yeah, I mean, he's still a Redskin, so he got to.
Like Reggie Brooks? Why you mention Reggie Brooks? He was a Redskin.
Reggie Brooks?
He was a Redskin.
How dare you mention him in the same light as Joe Theismann?
Hey, he was Notre Dame. He's a Redskin.
You have to do great things
for him. Tom Carter? He was a Redskin. He went to Notre Dame.
Tom Carter?
Yeah.
The cornerback?
Yeah, he went to Notre Dame.
How do you know that? How do you remember that?
I'm a football fan, man. That's why I know. Why I know it.
I see.
Jeez, man. How do I know that?
What year did he go there?
Oh, it was like the mid-90s. We drafted him after we lost like Martin Mayhew and folks like that. So, because Dale Greeny, because the other corner was always weak, so we needed somebody to help him out. I want to say mid-90s, I want to say.
I'm impressed, man.
That's what I want to say. But anyway, let's go to NHL. NHL strike is over. That's my point. I mentioned it, just be nice. Who cares?
Yeah, really.
Like, I just want to know. I mean, this is the only thing I wanted to say about the NHL strike being over. Like, dude, y'all might as well end your whole season. I'm amazed that you all, like, the NHL players and owners don't understand that you have damaged your game. You damaged your game the first time you had a little lockout. Yeah. And then you're going on a long lockout. When you already missed your little Winter Classic, which gives you a buzz, you missed that. You might as well just grab your season. No one cares now. Like, to me, it's just dumbness that you would even take the risk of locking out after what it did to you in prior years.
Yeah.
That's what amazes me. And at that, you did it when you were getting momentum. Like, back before the lockout, you were on ESPN. Like, you were on the network.
Yeah.
Like, yes, you got NBC, but you got on NBC, but you were on TV a lot. Now you're just on, like, once or twice a week with NBC doing certain hockey games on Saturdays and Sundays, and then you go on the Versus channel, whatever. Like, so you have now put that at risk. So I'm amazed at the dumbness of the NHL. That's why I put it on here. I just feel like, and I mean by the NHL, I mean the owners and players, the dumbness. Like, you're sacrificing your money,
basically. I mean, I actually watch hockey, believe it or not. You know, I follow the Caps whenever I can. You know, I love watching the playoff games.
Playoff games are exciting.
Yeah, it's exciting and all that. It's a shame that, you know, they couldn't work this out. And they saw it coming. It's just ridiculous, man. It's past ridiculous. But one thing that I'm not hearing is, you know, usually when it comes to basketball and NFL, there's a kind of like a vitriol. Like, these athletes, they're getting all this money. They should be out there. I'm not hearing that too much.
About the NHL?
About the NHL for some reason.
Their players are greedy. That's why the lockout goes that long.
But I'm not seeing the outrage from the fans.
You know why? Because of the NHL. Who cares?
Nobody cares.
The NHL. It's not like the NBA. Like, you have fans. I mean, don't get me wrong. Hockey has their fans. I've seen it. I'm not going to say they don't have their fans. But it's not a popular sport anymore. If baseball players did it, it would get an outcry.
Yeah,
if football players did it,
there's like five or six cities that really love it.
Exactly.
We're up north.
Exactly.
You know, Detroit, even Boston.
Like here, like for instance, here it doesn't matter because you have the Redskins. So it wouldn't even matter. Like, because the Redskins are the team.
Yeah, I don't think I missed
like
it at all.
Detroit, they would probably going crazy
and
without it.
And it's right there with basketball season. So you know what I mean? It's like
Detroit would go crazy without it because the Red Wings are like a big thing over there.
Exactly.
So it's like, depending on where you at, Canada, of course, we all know that. So, I mean, but the grand scheme of things, like the NHL is ridiculous to me. It's just stupid. It's stupid that you would have a strike. I'm sorry. But anyway, the strike, like I said, the NHL strike is ended. So as my Redskins season has ended officially last Sunday in RG3's maybe 2014 or 13 to 14 season may have ended due to the fact of his injury. When we get back from the break, we'll talk about RG3's injury mostly, and we'll probably mention the Seattle game a little bit too. Urban Sports Scene on Eyes Radio. You dig?
Ridiculous.
You can hear the Eyes Radio Network while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile app available for your smartphone. And when you download Stitcher to hear the Eyes Radio Network, you have a chance to win some money. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher in the App Store. Just takes a few seconds. Then during registration, hit the Where Did You Hear About Us link and enter Eyes Radio, EYESRADIO, to get automatically entered to win $100. That's right, I said it, $100. The latest episode of the show will be waiting for you in your favorites. You'll get access to lots of other amazing shows, too. Always available to you on demand, no syncing. It's Stitcher Smart Radio. Don't forget to enter promo code EYESRADIO when you're registered. That's EYESRADIO.
I ain't finna sweat. Popping bottles, putting supermodels in a cab. Proof.
This is Ryan Kerrigan, and you're listening to the Eyes Radio Network.
New watch alert. New blows.
You can listen to our show by visiting our official Urban Sports Scene website, www.waleo.podbean.com. Waleo is spelled W-A-L-E-O. Podbean is spelled P-O-D-B-E-A-N. We're also on iTunes, Twitter, and Facebook. Just search the Urban Sports Scene. And if you have any questions or comments, just email us at urbansports@eyesradio.com. Urban Sports is spelled U-R-B-A-N Sports with a S at eyes is spelled E-Y-E-S radio.com. You can listen to us on the Sports Crib Podcast Show on Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Just visit www.blogtalkradio.com/WC Stiller Fan. The show is produced by West Coast Stiller Fan. Sam, like I said, it's about that time. Redskins Seattle game. Before we get into RG3's injury, let's talk about, the game. What are your thoughts of the game?
I haven't even been thinking about the game because I've been, taken by the whole situation. But I guess, why didn't we run out for Morris Moore?
That's it. I think that's it. I don't think that's even anything to talk about. Like 16 carries and 80 yards.
Yeah, because he had a great first half.
16 carries, 80 yards. Do the math. Yeah. 5 yards a carry.
Yeah. He played good for the chances that he got, and I don't understand. Play calling, as far as just, okay, you are going to have RG3 in there. You're running bootlegs, and he's running,
You're running bootlegs with a handicapped individual.
Pretty much, I can't fathom the thinking behind that. I thought the defense stepped up. I thought they played well. I thought they played well enough to win.
I thought Reed Dowdy played his ass off.
Definitely he did. Saved the touchdown.
He had an interception.
Yeah,
should have had the interception.
Well, the dude hit him right.
I was at the game. I'm sorry, Wally. I was at the game. No, he should have caught it. Seriously, okay. He should have caught it. I'm not beginning.
No, I know what
that's
you mean.
That's not taking away from his play. When I mean that he should have caught that play, but all in all, he had the best game defensively out of any Redskin defender that day. I'm sorry.
Okay. That's what it looked like on TV.
Yeah. He was everywhere. He was unbelievable. He was unbelievable.
It's just, when you play well enough to win, especially on defense and with the offense that we had coming in, it just kind of – I think the being up 14-0
– That's it. That's the crushing
being
part.
Being up 14-0, you don't expect to lose. It's early.
No.
I'll just say this, man. Now, the week before, because, the last show we did was on the 18th. First of all, let me just say how great that Redskin-Dallas game felt after – I think that's the best that I felt after a game since the 91 Super Bowl.
I hear you.
That feeling, and I was out watching it downtown. Afterwards, we went out, man, and I'm telling you, every Redskin fan that I ran into, I'm giving them hugs. Didn't matter, man. street dudes, black dudes, white dudes, corporate, it didn't matter. Anybody that was Redskin, it was the best feeling. And as good as I felt then, I felt the opposite. Not because we lost the game, it's how we lost and why we lost. And I just had these questions of, I just couldn't believe what I saw as far as just, you know, and I guess we're about to get into that because that's, you know, that's the main thing. But, I mean, from my end, this is not no hindsight 2020 thing, man. At the time, right before this, he threw the second touchdown, when he couldn't even stand on it, I was like, man, you know, why is he out there? At least, you know, check him out. All right, he played that one little down. He threw the touchdown. I said, all right, good. They're going to go check him out, Stevie's, you know what I'm saying? And I just, the whole game, I was like, why is he out there? Why is he out there? Why is he out there? And then the Redskins fan of me is like, well, since he's out there, I hope he does well enough to win. But it was so clear. You had so many opportunities. But my thing is this, dog. All right. Okay, I understand he said he's okay, which I don't even know why you would go by a player saying he's okay, but why not at least get him checked out? Why not let the doctor look at him just one time?
He did go. He did leave.
No, dog. He went in that little shed.
Doctor. Oh, okay. I know he left.
I'm thinking, this is what I think. I think they gave him an injection back there.
I believe so.
You know what I'm saying?
And he tore it.
Yeah. And then, you know, when you're numb, is you don't feel pain, so you go hard on it, which probably means you're going to, you know, aggravate it even more. So why not? I just don't understand how the process is, how if a person is not even walking, how come the doctor doesn't go over there? You know what I'm saying? And the doctor, I mean, I don't understand. I don't really know the protocol of it, but shouldn't he be able to go over there and just kind of force himself to look at the dude? And why wouldn't you want the doctor to look at your best player? It's just, it's mind-boggling to me. And you know, remember last time we said how we don't like Shanahan?
Yeah, it's back.
It's back with a vengeance.
Let me just add this before I get into the RG3 situation. One, the game, defense definitely deserved to win. Played good enough to win, excuse me. Though, you know, I was annoyed by certain things, but they didn't tackle 100% correctly like I would like them to tackle, but they still deserved to win. Secondly, I feel like we lost the game because we didn't give Alfred Morris the ball. Like, we had our opportunity. We should have gave him the ball. We fed Alfred Morris the ball. We win that game. We're up 14-0. You see RG3 is laboring. Alfred Morris is there. You mentioned Dallas. Against Dallas, Alfred Morris touched the ball over 30 times and had 200 yards. All right. What's different from that type of a formula to win the game from now? Both are must-win games. A playoff game is a must-win game. You win, you're out. In Dallas, you win, you're out. So there's no excuse to not give the kid the ball. 16 carries? Why would you utilize a guy who's hobbled, who showed you he's not even 100%, and while handing the ball? All right, if you want RG3 to stay in the game, to just hand the ball off to Alfred Morris. Yeah. That's all you had to do. If you really want him to stay in the game just for that threat, hand the ball off to Alfred Morris. You run a bootleg action. He got 8 yards. I mean, you run a pistol option. He runs 800. He runs for 8 yards. I'm talking about RG3 hobbling. Why are you running that play with a hobbled dude? Again, like, the play calling was confusing. It was just very confusing. And I posed a question on Twitter. On Facebook, saying who is the blame for the Skins' loss against Seattle? So I have various different responses. Shanahan's. From my man Thomas Carroll said the Shanahan's. Yeah. Shelby Hazlitt also said ditto about the Shanahan's. My man Troy Perry said RG3's weak ass knee. Nah, gotta be the Shanahan's. He was joking around. Gotta be the Shanahan's. My man Johnny Ford Jr. was like, yeah, I agree. Offense and overall leadership was flawed. You get two touchdowns and you're injured. So I'm sorry. Let me read that over. Because I had to look at it over. He says, yeah, I have to agree. Offense overall, leadership was flawed. You get two touchdowns from your injured star. You warm up the backup and let him take the wheels at a comfortable situation with two instructions. Run the offense and don't lose the game. The defense did their job.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's the same thing. My man Ron said coaching staff. So basically, all in all, everybody has a coaching staff. My man Rob said no backup plan for when or if RG3 got hurt. They seemed too resolute. Well, Rob, you have too much going on. And my man, way too much going on. My man Jay says blame the Seahawks. I'm I'm an ATL fan, and I don't want to play them boys, man. Whatever. And my man Keith Stover said Seattle's defense again. Seattle didn't show that they can stop RG to stop Alfred Morris. So to me, like if you ran Alfred Morris, this team would be successful. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I don't want to hear like, all right, well, you know, we got shut down.
Yeah.
14, that was it. Nah, the fact of the matter is that if you give Alfred Morris, the second leading rusher, 30 carries, when we're up 14,
yeah.
Nothing,
yeah.
The game could be a little different. That's all I'm saying. You know what I mean? But yeah. let's get to RG3's injury. I'm going to let you – I can tell you one go off on that one. RG3, reportedly, he's partially towards ACL, partially towards LCL. Chances are it's going to be hard for him to make the season next season, to be honest with you. Because everybody's not Adrian Peterson. Man. Everybody's not Adrian Peterson.
I mean,
and that's a year injury. And if you go from a year from now, he would miss the season.
I'm devastated. I mean, I don't even know where to begin. I was like, has there anything been, you know, something we can compare to this situation? There's nothing that I could remember seeing like this, where a person is hobbling and you have them out there continuing to hobble, you know, acting like it's a Super Bowl or something. You see what I'm saying? Maybe if it was a Super Bowl, I might say, okay, well, let's see if we can push it a little bit, because it's a Super Bowl, right?
Yeah,
but so it's like, I mean, it was clear the way that, all right, when he did the little 8-yard run.
Oh, that was terrible.
That's when, that was by then, it's like, why is he in there? You see what
but
I'm saying?
But why even run that play? Like, that's what
that's
I'm trying
a
to
whole know. Different. I don't have no clue, dog. I mean, Kyle's going to have to answer that one. Maybe he didn't know he was that injured. Maybe when he saw that. You see what I'm saying?
See, you know what? I got an interesting like thought process on Kyle Shanahan. I mean, obviously everybody knows that he's looking to be a head coach. He's interested in it. I'm just thinking like the reason why they did all that. I think he was just trying to show off his coordinating skills and show that okay, my man RG3 is hurt, and I'm gonna show y'all that I can still throw. He can still throw for 300 yards and dominate this game hurt, and that's gonna show that I'm a great offensive coordinator.
I mean, dog,
and
I,
it's gonna
you,
promote and it's gonna promote him into a coaching
you,
staff.
You
the
know,
problem is it just effed him up.
You
though.
Know what I think? I think Mike Shanahan and the way he runs the system is, you know, if you're out there, I trust him. You know what I'm saying? I believe you. And that means because you know he's very big on that. You know what I'm saying? He's quick to just be like, if you're out there, we go 100%. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I think Kyle really didn't really understand the extent of the injury. Because if he did, he's not that stupid. I don't think he's that stupid to do that. I mean, even, you know, the dumbest of dumb people know you don't run rollouts, you know what I'm saying, when somebody can't even run. So I don't think really the communication factor, I think, is really a huge, you know, story in this. And, dog, before the game started, I remember there was an article, you know, said of Dr. Andrews says he didn't give. Okay, and I remember seeing that and be like, oh, man, are you serious? You know what I mean? And the way that the game played out, this is a huge story. And, I mean, I'm trying to give any benefit of the doubt to Mike Shanahan. And I don't see how you can give him any, you know. Doc Walker said, you know, that's what he should have had him play. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's the playoffs and you know, you play until you can't walk anymore and stuff like that. But come on, man. I mean,
Doc Walker works for 980. Man, that's Shanahan station. He's going to say what he need to say.
Yeah, but I think he believes it as a professional player because
it's different. Because when you're the quarterback and when you're the franchise player and you can't move.
No, but there's athletes that really believe.
No, they're athletes. No,
you should go out there
let Doc
and you
Walker,
play.
Let Doc Walker speak on a different station, a different radio station. We'll see his opinion.
I'm not going to question.
I like Doc Walker. I'm just saying when the dude leaves, like if he leaves, like I've seen Doc Walker enough times where, all right, when the establishment, it is what it is. He's so pro it. But say a person leaves that establishment, you get the real Doc Walker. That's all I'm saying. All
right. I mean, you know, but, you know, Boomer Esiason, you know, went off. You know, he I think he called a gross
he's right.
negligence.
It is.
And I agree with him, man, because, I mean, he it's like all right, with Steven Strasburg, dog. He was healthy when they shut him down. Yeah. It was just that the fact that he possibly could have injured his arm.
And people and some people didn't agree with it. I agree with it because they had a set plan.
Yes.
He had a set plan. You can't knock it. Like, I'm just saying.
But
like,
my thing is, dog, all right, you know, you had so many opportunities. And you pushed it all the way to the limit where he can't even get off the field. You see what I'm saying? It's like, okay, let's say before the game started, he was 100% healthy, but you're pushing it then. But as soon as he aggravated it, you know what I'm saying? That should have been like, okay, well, let's check out it. How come nobody's checking out his knee? That's what I'm saying. The whole game, I'm like this. How come nobody's checking out his knee? How come nobody's checking out his knee? I don't understand that. You know what I'm saying? And then it just got worse and worse and worse. It's one of the saddest things I think I've ever seen. And I'm really, man, I'm livid. I'm livid at Shanahan for allowing this to happen, man. And
he's a jerk.
To me, this is just like his judgment is in question again. You see what I'm saying? Back to his judgment. You know, we're going to let, you know, Beck is good enough to be a starter in the league. You know, Beck and I believe in Grossman and Beck. The whole McNabb thing and how that went down. And even Albert Haynworth, you see what I'm saying? The way that went down, it became an ego thing. And I think that, you know, his judgment is in question. And there's no doubt that he's a great X's and O's coach and he knows the game. And yes, he's a disciplinarian. You see what I'm saying? But his judgment is a huge factor in this, man. So that's what I have to say in it, man.
Yeah, you went off. You went over, man. I don't think I can add anything more to it.
Yes, you can.
No, because you just added everything. And we can't go for forever on this show. I don't plan to. But all I will say this about the situation is it was poorly taken care of. RG3 shouldn't have played. I was at the game. I didn't know how bad the injury was, honestly, when he threw that second touchdown. My brother saw it on Twitter. And it was like, yeah, he had to go back. I was like, oh, I didn't know he was hobbling. But after, you know, when you seen him run that play, what got me is when he ran for the 8 yards. That's when I was like, he should be out. Like, he shouldn't even be in the game anymore because he didn't have a burst, and it was like he was hobbling, and you could see that knee was about to give anyway. So, and shame on you also, Montgomery, for those bad snaps. You are one of the reasons why my man got hurt anyway. Shame on Montgomery. If you could hike the ball correctly, the ACL would never been torn. I'm just saying. I mean, can I be real? I mean, I know.
Mean, come on,
let's
man.
Be real. I know a lot of people thinking it. I'm not the only one. Like, if I had,
that even crossed my mind.
But he got hit there. But if he threw a normal hike, a normal snap, he wouldn't have had the ACL tear. It's the truth. That's where he tore his knee up. It was a bad snap, and the dude had like three. They had like 80 bad snaps the whole game. Hey, Montgomery, I'm not saying you should be full of. I'm not saying that you should go to bed at night and be crying that you got RG3 hurt. But I am saying you are a reason that RG3 got hurt.
Man, Shanahan's a damn reason, and part.
All right. Sorry, if I knock you down, right? If I knock you down and I hurt your knee, right?
Or if I cause it?
Though. No. If I do it.
Yeah, but my
am I involved in the process? All I'm saying, am I involved in the process?
You are, but
so all I'm saying is that he's involved in the process. I did not say it's totally his fault. If he,
so you're saying, like out of the whole 100% blame, how much percent blame you give him?
Oh, he gets Shanahan gets about for playing because he's playing him. So Shanahan gets about 70.
Okay.
Montgomery gets 30. For execution.
How about RG3 for putting himself out there?
No, because you know what? And I hate that argument. No, I hate about people blaming RG3. You should never blame RG3. A player plays. You ask me any player who's hurt.
I agree
they play.
With you.
No player will take. It's the coach's responsibility. This is what it is. It's the coach's responsibility to take the player and say, you can't play. Every player wants to play. Kobe Bryant has 80 injuries. He plays because he wants to play. Coaches don't have the heart to tell him you can't play.
So you saying it wasn't torn until the last play?
Huh?
Until the last play.
That's the play that tore. That's when he tore it. You could tell. That's when he tore it. Can you see that? Did you see how his knee tore? That was when he tore it completely.
So before then, it was just still sprained.
I think it may have been sprained. I think that last one, though, did you see how he bent his knee? That one, the last one was disgusting.
I know, man.
The last one was that one had to be the tear. If anything, the first one aggravated the LCL. The last one had a partial a little tear. That's my opinion.
Man.
Because his knee went away. It wasn't supposed to go. You know what I mean? So again, I'm not here to blame Montgomery. You had a terrible game. You had a horrible game. You got Cousins effed up too. I'm sorry. Like, you had a terrible game. So next time, I don't know if you got scared. Maybe you had a little nerves. I don't know. I can't call it. But you, some people choke when pressure comes on.
True that.
And I think you choked as a center. But that's neither here nor there. I'm mad at Moore, Shanahan, and Kyle, both Shanahans, and because
should
Alpha Moore,
they be fired?
Should we touch the ball? Who?
Should Mike Shanahan
Hell no.
be fired?
No, that's, no, that's just stupid. That would I, why would I say that?
I'm just asking.
No, off this, I'm not that belligerent. I know I have my moments, but I ain't that belligerent.
The only reason I don't want him to get fired because I think RG3 actually likes them and wants to play.
Man,
for them.
It's called we need cohesiveness.
I understand that.
That's why he should not get fired. But what do you think the plans for? What are the plans for next season? If RG3 is not going to be available, what do you think?
I mean, you know, Kirk Cousins is going to be
Captain Kirk. You have faith in Captain Kirk?
No, not really. But
shoot, I do. I love Captain Kirk.
I like him. Don't get me wrong, but I'm not like.
Oh man, Captain
thrilled.
Kirk. Man, you know what? I am thrilled.
Are you the same one who before the season just say how he's not going to be anything in the NFL?
You know what? Because I've
I watched him in Michigan State.
I did. I said that. And again, maybe you don't understand the person who you don't understand me as a person. Some people in this world, they don't admit to their flaws. You know what I mean? They don't admit that they're wrong. Me personally, I'm a person that I look back. And I hear what I say things. You know what I mean?
Of course.
And,
I know that about you. I just never heard the Kirk Cousins part. So
and I will state
you're believing now.
Kirk Cousins has shown me a lot that I like.
Okay.
And I think as a backup, as a guy who can fill in and win games, I think he can win games. He's not Sexy Rex. He's better than Sexy Rex. Sexy Rex won like five games one year.
Sexy Rex took a team to the Super Bowl.
Sexy Rex beat the Giants twice.
He did do that.
Kirk Cousins could do the damn job. I have faith in Kirk Cousins. That's all I'm gonna say. And what I saw, honestly, from what he had to deal with coming into that game, if he had an opportunity to get momentum, right. If Montgomery didn't F up again and had that little another bobble snap, I think Captain Kirk would have did it.
And
could have made it interesting.
And I don't think Fletcher's coming back. So what we do there?
Well, Fletcher's not coming back.
I'm assuming.
That's
he's
good.
Not back.
That's not okay. He can be gone. So I mean, it'd be good. I won't be mean, but. That dude has missed a lot of tackles this season. People won't hate me, but he lost a step. But he had a lot of interceptions, so he had good hands.
Yeah, he was defensive player of the month.
Good hands. Walking right at him. Didn't drop.
Better than Ray Lewis's last catch.
Oh, when he dropped
he
it.
Did you see his face mask?
Oh, I think I loved it. You said that was like that.
I mean, it looked cool as hell, but my thing is, I thought when I looked at it, I said, that's why you dropped the damn ball. You
Man.
Couldn't see nothing with
it. This is another reminder. Madu Williams, if you're on my team next season, son, real talk, it's real. This now it's getting real. It's getting real.
Duval's finest,
I
baby.
Know you from the area. If you are on my team next season, it's a problem.
Why you blaming him?
It's a problem.
He's trying to make a living, bro.
It's a problem.
It's his fault.
Oh, yeah, he's trying. You team. Hustling, man. You still in the church's money. You still in the church's money, man. Seriously, man. You still in the church's money because what you do on the field. It ain't cool, man. It really isn't. That fumble that was on the ground, dude, that you just you cost us points, man. You made them get seven because you couldn't jump on the ball. I don't know what you was doing, but you still in the church's money, man. Yeah. The congregation is freaking mad at you. I am pissed, man.
Well, at what point did you say RG3 has to get out the game?
I told you already. When I saw that run for 8 yards.
When I run, okay.
That's right. I looked at my I turned to my brother, I was
so.
Like, why is he playing?
I think so, too. Before then, it was just kind of like,
I couldn't tell. I didn't know. At the game, you're excited. You're into it. Because I'm at the game. I'm into it. I'm like, oh, man, yeah, we up 14-0. Yeah. We're still up. I'm like, yeah, we got this game. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then when you see him run,
I was 50-50 before that. I think, you know.
Because even when we went out for like halftime, you could hear, they have 980 on the radio.
Yeah.
During, the announcement, through the PA, and I'm like, oh, Doc, that Brian Mitchell's talking about he shouldn't play. And I'm like, oh, I didn't think it was that. I didn't see anything. Like, he still looked like the same hobble dude against Dallas. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, exactly.
It was similar.
That's what I thought.
So and I was like, oh, okay. But go ahead.
When that first quarter, well, I think it was out of bounds and stuff. That's when he really aggravated it.
Yeah.
That is when really, ever since then it was just kind of 50-50. And then you're right. When he made that rollout,
that
it was
run
clear.
Is what got me. That's what got me. The run is what got me. I couldn't. When I saw the eight yard run, I was like, damn, he don't got that burst, man. It's a problem. Like, he can't. I don't know what's going on.
So Shanahan's deserve all the heat that they're getting and a lot more. You agree?
Yeah, they deserve the heat. The Shanahan's definitely deserve the heat. Because it's smugness and like you said earlier, it's arrogance and they need to stop doing that. Like you put this kid is 22 years old. just to be real, like, he has a future, a hell of a future ahead of him. This guy is not just big for the Redskins, he's big for the whole NFL. So now you endangered the whole NFL. I know it sounds like real stupid to say that, but as you endangered the NFL making more money. Like, this kid is money. Like,
big
real
time,
talk,
man.
This kid is money. Not just for the Redskins, but for the whole
most
NFL.
Exciting player in the league.
There. I mean, when he goes, the highest jersey sales, like, you put that man in jeopardy. You put his money in jeopardy. Like, this kid can make a lot of money.
Yeah.
Like, so you have to understand, as a coach, you can't listen to a player. Like, you have to see it and be like, all right, you can play, you can't play. I don't think you can play. The same thing you did when he was trying to play against Philly, well, sorry, not Philly, trying to play against Cleveland. You said, okay, you can't play, so you didn't play him. I understand the playoffs, but Kirk Cousins showed you that he's adequate. And obviously we knew that, and honestly, to be honest with you, we knew you should have in the back of your mind that RG3 wasn't 100% because Rex Grossman was active. When has ex-Rex Grossman ever been active?
Exactly.
So I'm saying, like, so in the grand scheme of things, understand this, man. You should. I don't want to hear that you listen to the player.
Duh.
You stole the church's money, too. What happened was you was like, I'm a gamble. I'm a gambler. RG3 going to stay healthy this game, and we're going to see what happens. You lost, man, and you messed this kid's future. You put a little a hiccup in this kid's future. Yeah. So what I'm saying is, like, all right, as a coach, you know, you have the responsibility to the player to say, okay, we got to sit you. Because if you're a competitor, you know, if you're a competitor, regardless, I don't care what level of sports you play, you want to get at it. Like,
of course,
and somebody giving you the business, you want to get at it. If you hurt, but you feel like you're the leader of your team, especially if you're the leader. If you're the leader of your team and you're hurt, sprained ankle, bum knee, shoulder, whatever it is, you want to be out there. And you want to be out there to compete and help your team win if you're a leader. That's a leader. So that kid's a leader.
Arrogance and stubbornness to the max, because it's not one of those split second things where, you know, it's not like there's no rule that, okay, if I say he played, we have to keep him in there. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's like every play you get a chance to evaluate it. And my thing is, okay, you made the decision to keep him in early, but after everything you saw, you kept, you know what, I made my decision, and I'm sticking to it. And that's that one thing about Mike Shanahan I could always not stand. And the way that it played out, it ultimately came down to his arrogance, because I made the decision, and I'm sticking to it, as opposed to doing what reasonable people do, which is, okay, I made a decision at the time, but now I have to reassess based on, you know what I'm saying, watching him hobble. Dog, what is he thinking? What is Mike Shanahan thinking when he made that rollout? Tell me.
Fact of the matter.
What is he thinking?
The fact of the matter is that you don't get the real answer from Mike Shanahan in press conferences, so you shouldn't really go off of
which
that.
Which makes you even more
the track of
matter, furious.
I bet, I'm guaranteeing you, just to be real with you, and just because I think I have an idea of what this dude is all about, behind the scenes, he knows he messed up. Behind the scenes, he may not say it to us because he don't respect us.
Yeah,
he don't respect, I mean us, I mean the fans, I mean the media, he don't respect us. You know, he thinks he's the god in this game. But I know, like, behind the scenes, when he's with himself, with his family, we're talking to Kyle, like, I messed up. But he won't say to us, though, because that's, you know, he's not that type dude. I think as Redskins fans, I'm going to keep stating this to the day I die, we are all spoiled by greatness. And when I mean we're spoiled by greatness, not by greatness of coaching, because Joe Gibbs is a great coach, but greatness in personality, which he had, too, at the same time. His compassion, his human nature, how he felt like he had to – he felt responsible for the team, and he was responsible for the area and the organization.
Yeah.
So he was a figurehead of the organization, every shadow of the word.
Yeah.
He felt like, all right, I'm going to tell you what it is, and he'll take on responsibility.
Yeah.
He's the type of dude that – some coaches be like, why are you doing it? Even Clinton Portis said once when playing under Joe Gibbs, like, Joe Gibbs takes too much of the blame.
Right.
And it's because Joe Gibbs is that type of dude. And I think we're spoiled because we see a dude that's so opposite of that. Like, when it is his fault, he doesn't take – he won't say nothing. When it isn't his fault, he won't say nothing.
Yeah.
It's like he's the type of dude that doesn't take any responsibility if things go bad. But when they go good, he's there to take it. He's there to reap the benefits of it. So
–
I think that's the problem.
You make such an excellent point, man.
That's
the issue. That's an excellent point. We know what class and compassion and heart looks like, feels like in a coach. And a coach who, to me, you know, had a much greater career than Shanahan, we've seen the humility in him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And to watch the arrogance, you know what I'm saying, the kind of the flip attitude. And then after the game, he sounds like a politician up there. He's not really answering the question. He's just, and then he's kind of throwing RG3 under the bus. Well, RG3 tell you can play. So, I mean, since when did you have, you know what I mean? You're Mr. Control Freak.
You're the coach.
And you're a control freak. No. Take the responsibility. Be like, back, you know what? I'm the one who did it. I gambled and I crapped out and, you know, and I regret it. I mean, you know, no, you know, I'm not going to like it, but at least I'll respect it.
Fact of the matter is that it's simple. Like I said earlier, you're the head coach. It don't matter what RG3 says. That's not even an argument. That's nothing. Yeah. Like, you're the coach. Play leaders are going to want to play. Ray Lewis would have played with the effed up hand too. I mean, a forearm. It doesn't matter. Yeah. Like, you're the coach. Yeah. You go in, you step in, say, you can't do it, son.
Yeah.
Sit down. And next man's going to take the next man's turn to make the move to help this team win. Right. That's and what you do as a coach.
It didn't come out of nowhere. This has been weeks and weeks and weeks, and you knew about this.
So
you know what I mean?
It is what it is. Anyway, it's about that time for commercial break. We've been going on this topic. We can go on for days on this one, honestly.
Yeah, definitely.
Anyway, when we come back from break, we'll talk about the rest of the NFL playoffs, the upcoming games. I know it hurts not having my team there, but we have to move on. Urban Sports Scene on Eyes Radio. You dig?
Time out! Okay, guys, Summers really had his bell rung and could have a concussion. I'm pulling him out for the game. Rodriguez, you're in for Summers.
Come on, coach. It's just a ding. I'll shake it off.
Yeah, he's tough. Plus, we need to win this to make the playoffs.
Listen, we're a team and we need to look out for each other. Concussions are serious. No game is more important than your health.
Take concussions out of play. If you're a coach, know the warning signs and never let athletes return to play before a healthcare professional says it's okay. A message from CDC.
Shout out to Urban Sports Team and Wiley and Will. Love y'all. Appreciate y'all. Keep up the support. We'll keep the hits coming.
You can also listen to us on Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on the Apple G's radio show. Just visit www.blogtalkradio.com/Apple G's. Apple G's is spelled APOGEEZS. The show is hosted by Coach and the lovely Vivian. Hey, Viv. Hey, Coach. Love y'all. I'll say it again because I do love y'all. Y'all rock. And usually we're on that show on Sundays, and we talk about every college sport out there, basically college football and college basketball when I'm on there. And we interviewed Skylar Diggins on there once. I love Skylar Diggins.
I Googled her. She is beautiful.
Yeah, she is.
You are absolutely right.
Lovely. I wish I was like 10 years younger.
Who does she play for?
Notre Dame.
Still?
Yeah, Notre Dame.
Okay.
Yeah, they played play UConn.
What, junior, senior?
I think she may be a senior this year. A junior or senior? I think she's a senior. Don't quote me.
She's definitely going pro.
Oh man, why wouldn't she? Have you seen her?
She's
only too marketable. She's a bomb point guard, and she's marketable. Like, yeah, she's a WNBA gold mine for real.
Oh nice.
Yeah, she's a gold mine. Anyway, so like I said earlier, we're going to talk about the upcoming playoff games. Let's first start with Ray Lewis and Ray Lewis versus the Denver Broncos. Ray Lewis played arguably his last game in Baltimore. You know what's so funny about that? I'm laughing in my mind. Again, I'm a competitor. Like when I play sports, I compete. I try to compete as hard as I can.
Too.
And the funny thing about it is, like, when I think of Ray Lewis, like what he did, you know, obviously you want to show the fans your show and be like, this could be your last time in Baltimore. But if it was me, I'm not knocking him. I understand it. It was cool. But if it was me, I would have been like, this ain't my last game in Baltimore. We're gonna host a playoff game in Baltimore. Like, something's going to happen. We're going to host it. Because, they were the third seed. Well, actually, I'm wrong, right? No, they won. No, at that time. Well, hold on. Let me think about that. When was that game? Was that game on Sunday?
Yeah, because it was right before ours, yeah.
It was?
Yeah.
So it was a playoff game. You know what? So I take that back.
Are you saying, okay, they don't
I take, you know what? I take it back because it's the Houston Texans. So never mind. He did the right thing. Because I thought his game was on. I thought the Bengals ain't played yet. Because usually, you know, if your team upsets, you get what I'm saying? Like, it was an upset, but they're the lowest seed, so it doesn't matter. Yeah. I was thinking to myself initially, was like, damn, why are you doing the dance? Because you may possibly get to host the game. Like, but I take that back. It was nice for the fans. I got to make a rebuttal. It was nice for the fans. It was nice for the fans that Ray Lewis had to dance. It was cool. I thought it was cool what John Harbaugh did, having the backfield for the last knee, and he did his little dance at the end. So, yeah, Ray Lewis, man, a GOAT in, as a middle linebacker, a GOAT. Is he the best of all time? That's arguable. I mean, in my lifetime, yes, he's the, probably the best middle linebacker I've seen. But it's you can argue that he's not. Other people would like to mention Dick Butkus. But Ray Lewis definitely, hands down, the best I've seen in my lifetime. So, but now he's going against the best quarterback I've seen in my lifetime, and that's Peyton Manning. And this dude here is special. I think
the robot.
Yes, the robot. They just blew him out. They just blew the Ravens out in Baltimore in a regular season. Now the Ravens are more healthy, but they are going to the Mile High. And I'm just saying, Peyton Manning in that air, that with that thin air, the way he runs a no huddle, and the way how precise he is, I just can't see the Ravens winning that game, especially with the Broncos defense, which they play at a high level too.
Definitely.
So this is a different beast for Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning's not used to having a really good defense. Now he has a really good defense in Denver, matching that with his offensive execution. I just can't see the Ravens winning this game.
I think so. I think I got the Broncos going all the way.
Me too.
So, yeah.
I think the Broncos are Super Bowl, are the Super Bowl champions. Do you just see the Broncos just winning out in this game, like just blowing it out, blowout?
Unless Flacco plays one of his best games, you know what I'm saying? Because I think that Peyton's going to put up 30.
I think so too.
You know what I'm saying? 30 plus, and they have a good running game too.
Yeah, because Wes McGay's coming back.
Marino.
Yeah, most no Sean Marino.
And Baltimore's defense is suspect. You know what I'm saying? They give up yards on the ground, and they give up points. So, and you're talking about Peyton Manning.
Yeah, I know.
So, I'll be shocked if Baltimore wins.
I'm be honest with you. I can't see Flacco having a good game. I mean, we there's Champ Bailey out there. We drafted that
champ.
Kid. Love you, Champ. And also, you got Dumerville and Miller. Man, I don't see him getting enough time to be comfortable in the pocket.
Yeah.
And I think he'll be real skittish playing the Broncos. But let's move on down.
Vaughn Miller is scary good, though.
He's so good. He looks just like Derek Thomas. I'm dead serious. He's like, he reminds me of Derek Thomas. He really does.
He's
it's
the first
scary.
One since him that you could actually say
he really
he reminds, good.
Yeah.
I
don't think he's as good as Derek Thomas now, but
he's
close. Damn near close, man. Really damn near close.
Yep.
Texans versus the Patriots. This is an interesting game. A real interesting game. Like, I want to say, I hate the Patriots. I'm very biased, obviously. I don't like Tom Brady. I don't like the Patriots.
Very honest, too.
I want the Texans to win. I really do. But I just see that I can't see them winning. I just see that it's in the clouds. It's just in the stars. That it's going to be Peyton versus Tom Brady. And it's just the way it needs to be. I can't see it happening.
I mean, I'm right with it. I'm right there with you. I mean, they have a shot with Arian Foster because the Patriots' defense is suspect.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So if they can control the clock and just keep – I would just feed Foster – ridiculously. I'll throw it to him, I'll run him, they do have a chance, but Tom Brady's Tom Brady. I could see,
I mean, you get, and also the problem is too that I just feel like the Patriots, I used to talk about Arian Foster, I feel like the Patriots will take away Arian Foster. And they take away Arian Foster, I don't think Matt Schaub is going to beat the Patriots. He's not
good. Here
enough.
It is. Here you go, Schaub. You want to be a hero?
Yeah. And you want to be
you
the
will
big,
have
the big
an
bucks.
Opportunity, dog.
Here's what it is. And I'm just saying, like, Schaub is. And that's the thing, like Schaub, if Schaub was a prolific passer and could do it, in a consistent level, on a consistent basis, then yeah, I would say that they could definitely beat the Patriots. I would definitely say they could beat the Patriots because you have Andre Johnson, one of the best running wide receivers in the game. You have Andre Johnson, so I would say that. But at the same time, if Arian Foster isn't hitting and the play action isn't working, then Schaub just being a drop back passer won't work. So it's essential, to your point, for Arian Foster to do big work. If he does big work, then I agree with you. Then the Houston Texans can win.
I think the only thing going in their favor is there's no pressure on them now like there was earlier when they played them.
Yeah.
Nobody expects them to win. And they are a good team.
Yeah.
So they might really surprise us. And they might be a lot closer than we think. And they might be able to pull something off. But it's either the Patriots handily or a close one.
Yeah. But all Patriots anyway.
But
you have Patriots anyway.
Yeah, Patriots.
Because basically you're saying they're handling or a close one. It's like,
well, so, it's going to be a close. So if the Texans win, it's going to be like one of those close. Because you know what I'm saying.
Oh, so you're saying it's either the Texans win close or the Patriots win handily. Is that what you're telling me? Or you say,
no,
are
first,
you
the Patriots win handily. That's what I think. All right, or it's going to be, if it's close, I still think the Patriots are going to win.
Dude, just say the Patriots are going to win. That makes no absolute sense.
I'm covering
sense.
All my ground.
That makes no sense.
That way when I come back, I look smart. Like, I'm thinking like, dog, I
well,
said it was going to be close.
Either way, that's either or.
Yes.
Get out of here, man. It's either or.
Yes.
Like, have some conviction. Yes. Damn
no,
it.
No. Conviction is overrated.
No, it's going to be, I got you right here. It's going to be a close game, regardless, but I just think the Patriots will edge them out. I think the Texas defense will come to play. I think you'll see J.J. Watt going crazy. You'll see I think Aaron Foster will do some good things. It's going to be up to Matt Schaub. If Matt Schaub plays a great game, they win that game. That's easy for me. If Matt Schaub plays great, they win that game. But I do see that it'll be close enough that Matt Schaub might throw a stupid interception, and that's how they lose the game. It'll be a close game, though. It'll go down to the wire. That's my prediction.
Oh, wow.
It'll go down to the wire. Seattle Seahawks versus the Falcons. I hate you, Seattle. I hate your freaking guts. I want to stomp it. I want to eat you. Oh, praise Allah. Ah!
You're not even Muslim, man.
Mike Tyson. I want Mike Tyson on him.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. You know.
Oh, dirty. You see Trent Williams smack that dude?
I was very happy, man. God, by the way, the Seahawks is some
dirty
jerks.
Dude. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mention this for the Redskins games. I didn't mention the Redskins. The officiating in that game was horrible.
It was.
For
man.
Us, it was horrible.
Yeah.
NFL, please change. There. Please, I swear, do something. If you show the tape to those referees again, that's real talk. If I see you officials in PG County, I'm sure I'm not going to. But if I do,
like you're gonna recognize them.
I know I can't.
You think they're gonna have their referee?
I wish they did.
I wish they did. Who they are?
I swear, just show me a picture of them and rock a hoodie. Rock a hoodie. I still know who you are. Rock a hoodie. But yeah, back to the game. Yeah. Falcons, Seahawks. Yeah. You know what? I want the Falcons to win, obviously, but this matchup kind of has me wary because the Seahawks have a really good secondary. The Falcons have a very good wide receiving core. So the Seahawks' strength is their secondary. The Falcons' strength is their passing game with their wide receivers. So yeah. I kind of think it fits into Seattle's game plan because their style of play because they hold all the time. I always tell people like if you are cheating all the time, you can't call everything.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, you can't call everything. Right. So, they hold all the time. So, a referee's not going to want to call holding every time, you know, for a pass. So, that's what happens. And I think the Seahawks will play it physical, and that could happen. Now, the thing is, Atlanta defense will step up. And I think they can step up against Russell Wilson and company and Marshawn Lynch. But Atlanta is bad against the run. So, it's interesting. It's a very scary matchup.
I think Seattle's going to win.
You think Seattle's going to win?
Yeah, they just overall, you know what I'm saying?
They're more physical.
Because they really didn't play that well against us.
They didn't at all. You know what I'm saying? That's something we had to do. And I'm going to say it again. We gave them that game. But go ahead, carry on.
And so, I have Seattle winning it. You know, I felt like whoever was going to win between us and Seattle was going to beat the Falcons. So there you go.
Well, it's a lot of pressure on Atlanta. I'm rooting for Atlanta. Will not lie.
Oh, definitely.
I'm biased. I'm rooting for Atlanta, and I'm gonna say Atlanta's going to win. I think Julio Jones, Roddy White are good enough and great enough what they do. And honestly, Julio, the good thing about Julio Jones and Roddy White, they're big wide receivers, so they play physical regardless, and they have speed. And Roddy White runs Julio Jones was like a 4-3.
That would be fun to watch, though. Julio Jones 4-3. The cornerbacks and the receivers
and
go
he's
at.
Faster. He's faster than those dudes. Right. So he has an advantage.
Thugs, man. Yeah. A bunch of young thugs just
so
mugging
I'm gonna go
people
with,
back there.
So I'm definitely going to go with the Falcons. Come on, Ray. I'm going with your Falcons. Falcons don't let me down. I hate the Seattle. I hate them. I hate their lives. I hate their players. I hate their wives. I hate their owners.
I actually hate Shanahan worse than I hate the Seahawks right
now.
They're
a lot of talking, man. Them dudes need to get got. Not me got in the evil, like, getting killed way.
But
I'll
tell you, guarantee you one thing. Like, if that was on your team, you'd love it.
They're not on my team.
Exactly.
Why would I love it? They're
I'm
not
just
on my
saying,
team. They're not on my
you,
team. They're not on my team.
Knowing you.
They're not on my team. They're not on my team. So I don't like them. So how would them happen? I'm saying that it would be.
Based on what I know about you.
Ifs and world. They're not on my team. All right, I'm sick and tired of people thinking I'm obnoxious and stuff. They're not on my team, all right?
Man, history has a way of reality.
Anyway, Packers
up.
And Niners. People, let's change the topic.
That's a good one. All right, that's a tough one.
I ain't tough one. For me, I know I'm going to choose.
Niners
beat the Packers in Green Bay in the regular season. Dominated.
I got the Niners, but the only thing is you got
Kaepernick.
Aaron Rodgers. You know what I'm saying?
If Aaron Rodgers
is the best quarterback in football.
Who says he's the best quarterback? The best quarterback in football is RG3, and he got screwed by Mike Shanahan. Go ahead.
If he shows up like he's capable, now they got all their weapons back. I think, and it's in San Francisco, right?
Yeah, San Fran. It's in San Fran. Yes, the game is in San Fran.
I think the 49ers are going to win, but, you know.
I'm going to tell you the truth.
Be close.
This is going to happen. Aaron Rodgers' offensive line is not protective. Justin Smith is back in the game. You got Alden Smith. You got the best middle linebacker in today's game now, and Patrick Willis. You got Bowman, Carlos, Golston. Golston? Whitaker? Yeah, Whitaker. They ain't messing with them. They just going to beat them to submission physically, just like they did in Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers will be running all day. He'll be running all day. They'll put pressure on him. Now, the main thing is what Kaepernick and Frank Gore and them can do to that Green Bay defense, which isn't a good defense at all.
They played well last week.
Who they play?
Stopping the run.
Who they play? Minnesota?
Yeah.
With Webb and who else?
Woodson is back.
Webb. And who's their wide receivers in Minnesota?
They don't have any.
Exactly. That's my point. You have Vernon Davis, Randy Moss, Michael Crabtree, Mario. I don't know if Mario Manningham if he's still there. I don't know if he got hurt for a whole year after that one injury. Mario Manningham, they're deeper. It is what it is. They have skill positions. You got Frank Gore's your back, or is your running back. There's no Adrian Peterson. Obviously, he's not Adrian Peterson. But they have more weapons to work with. Kaepernick's a better quarterback than Webb, who, you know. So, I mean, it is what it is. So, they have – this is a threat. This is a real – this is the challenge.
No, I got the Niners.
You know what I mean? So, I'm going to go with the Niners. You got the Niners, Falcons. This is the year the Niners gets back to the bowl. And they lose to Peyton Manning, of course. But they get back to the bowl, though. The Niners get back to the bowl.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But anyway, time for commercial break. When we get back, when we talk about the NBA, the Wizards, John Wall come back in 2 weeks. They beat the OKC last night. And also what's going on in L.A., you know, there's some drama going on. Urban Sports Scene on Eyes Radio. For IGIS.
What the hell is going on in L.A.?
You'll find out. That's what I said for the break. For IGIS.
Time out!
Okay, guys, Summers really had his bell rung and could have a concussion. I'm pulling him out for the game. Rodriguez, you're in for Summers.
Come on, coach, it's just a ding. I'll shake it off.
Yeah, he's tough. Plus, we need to win this to make the playoffs.
Listen, we're a team and we need to look out for each other. Concussions are serious. No game is more important than your health.
Take concussions out of play. If you're a coach, know the warning signs and never let athletes return to play before a healthcare professional says it's okay. A message from CDC.
All right, we're back from break. I mentioned the Wizards. I mentioned John Wizzle. John Wall. John Wall will be back in a couple weeks. That's the rumor around the area. My question to you, Sam, is
why?
Why come back? Like, you're like, what, 5-30? Like, I don't even know. Are you 5-30?
Okay, all right. The only way he should come back is so simple. He's better. He has to be 100% healthy, first of all right? And, you know, game time experience is still game time experience, and that's good form. And I would just say this about point guards. The hardest position to play in the NBA is point guard. And usually that's the one position where no matter how good you are, it takes years and years and years of experience before you really can be that dude. I mean, you look at Steve Nash's first year. You look at his stats. Atrocious.
Yeah.
Statistically, John Wall is on pace to be one of the greatest point guards ever. Just looking at the statistics. So what I'm saying is game time experience in the NBA, you know, it matters. You see what I'm saying? And the reputation of the reputation, the you know, just watching you know, the other teams and you know, just be so for that part of it, he should play, but only if he's 100%.
Why? You suck. Why?
No, the team sucks, but it's for him to get better.
Why? Do summer league. Who cares?
Because he's a point guard. And as a point guard, he needs to stop playing pickup games
and play
in the NBA.
You're acting like a local guy. You're just being too damn nice. I'm just be real with you.
You don't think he should play at all?
Hell no.
For what purpose?
For what person? To me, you play to win the game. You don't play for practice. You play to win.
No.
All you're telling me, this is practice for next season. I don't care about practice. I want to win games.
Don't you want him to be better?
Hell, he can do that in the offseason.
No, he can't.
Yes, you can.
No, he
you
can't.
You practice your jump shot. No, you do other things.
Okay, yes, that.
Sir, no, John Wall, listen to me. I'm being real with you. It's a waste of time. This team sucks. All right, real talk, this team is terrible. You're not going to help this team win X amount of games.
Who cares
when you
about
play
the
in
games
the season,
they
no,
win?
No, when you play in the season, your job is to win games. When I go out in anything I do in life, I want to be better than the next person. I want to win games. I don't want to lose. I don't want to lose on a regular basis. I want to lose enough to be the lottery pick. I want to win, and I want to win a championship.
And statistically, they're not out of the playoffs, so if he comes back and they win 30 games in a row, they can go in.
Negro, shut down. Shut up. And sit down.
You said he played a winning game. He can help them win.
Win what? Two?
Games.
Four or five games?
No.
Whitman, you suck as a coach. John, Mr. Wall, I don't know what you like to be called. You're a young man.
Hey, you just called a coach who beat OKC and the Heat, and you saying he sucks?
Yeah, he sucks.
His team sucks.
No, he sucks. No, believe me. I don't know his stubborn patterns. They're retarded. I don't know if that's politically correct. I don't care.
You can't say retarded.
Sorry, they're mentally challenged.
There
you happy?
Go.
They're retarded. I said it again. So, No, he's terrible, man. He's terrible. Whitman's terrible. John Wall, listen to me. There's no need to come back. It's a waste. The team's like 5-28 or 5-30. I don't know the record. It could be six. Ooh, it could be six games. This team needs to not play you. Like, don't play. You're not going to win a championship. You'll be a lottery pick. You could probably be a number one pick overall. Your team could probably get a number one pick overall. Why even change that? I know the draft isn't deep. The draft probably it sucks.
But don't you think you get better with game time experience, especially as a point guard?
He's not going to be 100% because obviously this
thing
is belong.
Well, that's the key. I said if he's 100%.
I mean, he's not 100%. He already missed up over Christmas break. He's going to play in February. Like, what is 2 months?
By the way, what is the injury? Is it his knee?
It's a stress factor. I think a stress fracture in the leg. I don't know what it is. Stress fracture in the leg. So to me,
that's sad.
It's a stress fracture.
He's supposed to be our future. We don't even.
Who cares?
Care.
I'm not a Bullets fan. Oh, and real talk, Chain ain't a Bullets too. Yeah, I don't call them Wizards. Call them. Go back to Bullets. Like this Wizard thing's.
Man, they went from the best name
to what's the best
sports,
name?
Sports.
The Bullets. Because
to the worst name.
It was synonymous. It was synonymous to with this area, the Washington Bullets at the time. Synonymous.
It's ridiculous.
Sorry, it was the murder capital.
Yeah, but you know we got the team from Baltimore, and since right now Baltimore is the murder capital, we should go ahead and give them. You know what? That's what we should do.
Give them the
They had the Colts taken from them.
Give them the Bullets.
You know what I'm saying? They're the heroin capital of the world.
Real talk. They can have this team.
I think
who wants this team?
You know, there's a whole Baltimore DC beef. So
I
think
wants
we should give them.
They can have the Bullets or Wizards, whatever you want to call them. I call them Bullets. I'm not calling them.
And in return, we'll take their owner of the Ravens. They can have Dan Snyder.
I like Dan Snyder.
I know you like Dan Snyder.
I'm not trained Dan Snyder for the world. I'm a fan of Dan Snyder.
I know you are.
I'm actually, Dan, real talk.
You're the only one.
I'm one of the only like ninjas out here in the world that really like you, man. Real talk, yeah. I like you. I'm not even a Republican. Yeah. I'm a Democrat. But I like you. I think you do Madden stuff. Like, I like that. Like, I like Madden. Like, I would trade to get Deion Sanders. Like, I would do that. Like, real talk, I don't know why everybody gets mad at you for that. I'll be real with you. Like, damn, I'm about to start talking some real stuff right now, Dan. I'm about to talk to you right now. We're about to really hit this going. Real, like, fans will lie to you and say, Dan, why you get Albert Haynes with Negro, please.
You know,
everybody, Albert was boosted.
No, Wally, you know, I met this lady. She's like 50 years old. She grew up lifelong Redskin fan. She had season tickets with her family to RFK and all that.
Yeah.
And then she had a Baltimore stuff on. I was like, why are you a Baltimore Ravens fan? She's like, I'm not giving Dan Snyder a dime of my money. I said, what happened? Do you know what he did when he made it impossible? He took us all the way to the nosebleed section. Man, there's a whole bunch of people who have these stories.
That's terrible.
That we have no idea about.
That's a shame.
That can't stand a man.
That's terrible. I don't go to games like
that.
The
Ravens fans. Look. By the way, hold up. I have an inside scoop, man. Like, I know somebody who works at Comcast, right?
Go ahead, sir.
Kelly Johnson.
She don't work there no more, though.
You know why?
Why?
She was talking to a whole bunch of fans, and she said, wow, your owner is great. Dan Snyder would never have done something like that, right?
Yeah.
And it got back to Snyder, what she said. He had her canned. My inside scoop.
So he got who's your inside scoop?
I can't say the name.
Do they work Comcast?
Yeah, he works with Kelly Johnson.
Okay,
Brian,
that makes sense.
Every day.
She's a beast. I love Kelly Johnson.
I loved it too. So
that's one chick I banged.
Because I asked him, I was like, "Yo, what happened, to Kelly Johnson?"
I banged the hell out of Kelly Johnson.
Yeah,
she's tall too. I love
that
tall
neck,
chick.
Boy, she's got that.
Yeah, she got that good neck. That good network.
Yes.
I don't know what that. I'm not saying what that means, but she has that good network.
Jeez, man.
Oh,
you're telling me not to curse, and you practically doing porn on this damn
thing. I
said
good network. That's all I said.
Come on,
I said nothing
to read between the lines.
I said network, man. I don't know what you're talking about, man. I don't know what you're talking about.
Kids.
Hi there, little boys and girls.
Hey, man, am I going to get told out here, man?
Nah, you may. I don't know. Yeah, I'm about to race this thing over with.
That's ridiculous.
Hey, yeah. Let's move on. I'm sick of talking about the Bullets or the Wizards, whatever you want to call them. I'm calling them Bullets now, so I'm sick of talking about the Bullets. The Lakers, struggling, under 500. I don't have the actual record on me.
Yes, reports the coming answer out. Is yes.
Reports are that, you know, Dwight Howard, Kobe Bryant were beefing. Kobe Bryant puts out a little fake video and was like, I mean, fake picture of him, Dwight, and D'Antonio. D'Antonio acting like they're about to fight. So it was now everybody's saying it was a joke. They weren't about to fight. But Lakers are in trouble. Dwight Howard has a torn labrum. Pau Gasol just had like a concussion. And this team is losing games.
How long is Dwight supposed to be out?
Hey, it's a torn labrum, man. That should be long enough.
Labrum, isn't that your back?
I'd like to show it. Let's not throw it.
Labrum? Okay.
I thought so. Believe me, I'm not a doctor.
Yeah, got the medical technology.
Bro. Yeah, we got a lot going on right here, man.
Yep.
Yeah, Lakers, do you think, like, you think Lakers even make the playoffs? I'm starting to think Lakers may not make the playoffs, man.
Yeah, talk about disappointment.
Yeah.
Talk about a disappointment. Yes, they are probably the most disappointing team in NBA history. I mean, I remember when they made that trade, because I'm such a big OKC fan, I was like, man. Nah, you know what I'm saying? They about to knock my team off.
You don't got to be worried. You ain't worried about that.
That's not the L.A. team I got to worry about.
You worry about the Lob City.
Yeah, so, you know, it's fun watching Kobe fall flat on his face. That part feels great.
Isn't it great?
Yeah.
You know what amazes me, though, about this whole thing with Kobe Bryant? It's funny. Like, you would say, all right, this Lakers team is very talented, right? Like, just to me, it makes me appreciate people like LeBron James, Allen Iverson. And what I mean by that is these are dudes that didn't have players around them. Like, when I mean LeBron in Cleveland. Like, yeah. LeBron took the Cleveland Cavaliers to the finals and always would have that team fighting for, like, best record in the league. And, you know, and he carried that team. Less talent.
That might have been the worst team to make it to the NBA Finals ever.
You say that? I think it's the actual 76ers team with Allen Iverson. That team's horrible to me.
Actually, you're right. Those two.
Yeah, a horrible. But Allen Iverson would carry that team.
The whole NBA was sorry back then, though.
To a certain extent. But I'm just saying.
The Eastern Conference.
The Eastern Conference is horrible. I don't argue that. But LeBron would beat West Coast teams, though. They had the best record in the league. He'd beat West Coast teams, though.
Oh, yeah. In Cleveland, definitely.
Yeah, he'd beat West Coast teams. So I'm just saying, and Allen Iverson, he took that 76ers team to the finals. And to be honest with you,
you mean to tell me Jon Snow is not an ultimate
Eric
great
Snow?
Player?
Eric
I'm sorry,
Snow?
Eric Snow is not
horrible.
One of
them. Eric Snow played for both teams.
he did, too, didn't he? Yeah.
And Allen Iverson arguably shouldn't even won a game in that series in L.A., took game one, which was a miracle in his own right. So I'm saying, like, it just makes you appreciate players like that really carry a team and still win games.
Are you saying Iverson is better than Kobe Bryant?
No, I'm just going to say this, that Kobe Bryant gets a rap for something that everybody else tends to give him more credit than he deserves. Like, for instance, Kobe Bryant is a winner. He's a winner with a particular brand of players, though. Like, that's the thing. Like, what has Kobe Bryant won with that's less than anybody else? Kobe Bryant won three championships with Shaq as Batman.
Yes.
Okay. Kobe Bryant won two championships with Pau Gasol, Andrew Bynum, Lamar Odom, one with Ron Artest. Himself. So he's had a squad. Kobe Bryant didn't start winning championships when he got Pau Gasol. He made sure they got that trade to get Pau Gasol. At that time, it was probably top five power forwards in the game. So I'm saying that Kobe Bryant has shown me, as a fan of a guy who watches basketball, and I've seen, you know, other teams, that he needs a squad.
I fully agree
to win a championship.
I think, you know, right now he's probably one of the most overrated, legitimately great players, but overrated great players.
Exactly.
Because he is legitimately great. There's no arguing that. Yeah. But y'all making him seem like, you know, he's top five or top ten.
That's what gets me.
There's no arguing this moment, this point that I'm about to make. Don't even argue with me. Since Michael Jordan, he's not the best player in that era. Shaq's career, to me, yeah, Kobe put up more numbers, but you're talking about Shaq, when Shaq was dominant for like 4, 5, 6 years, you can't even compare him to Kobe Bryant. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's not even close. And those rings, those were Shaq.
Three. Stop claiming. All right, this thing gets me. Like, all right, when you're a star of your team, I'll make this easy for you. This is an even easier point. When you're a star of your team, those are, honestly, they are your rings. They're not they're not Robin's rings. They're your rings. Right. Example, when Michael Jordan has 6 rings.
Yeah.
Dude, does anybody say Scottie Pippen has 6 rings?
Of course not.
Okay. The Lakers, Magic Johnson. You know, Kareem was on his team. People always talk about Magic Johnson's rings.
Yeah, Magic Johnson. Yeah.
So, like, all right. And those are the stars of the team. Like, those are, these guys arrive, are the stars of the team. Larry Bird's the same way. When Kobe Bryant on the Lakers team, you cannot say those are his rings because he's not the star. Those first three, he wasn't the star of the team.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So you can't claim it because if that's the case, you need to put Scottie Pippen on a different level too.
Exactly.
And you don't do that.
Exactly.
And you don't do that. He was Robin. Yes. And you don't do that. He had 6.
Yeah.
And Jordan couldn't win without Scottie. And Jordan couldn't win without Scottie either.
Yeah, and that's why Tim Duncan to me is better than Kobe Bryant.
Hell yeah. Doesn't get enough credit. Hell yeah. I'm gonna be real with you. I love Shaq. I make it easy. Tim Duncan is probably, to me, he's better than Shaq.
Yeah, so, you know, you're talking about he's arguably the third best player since Michael Jordan. Stop acting like he's even comparable to somebody like Michael Jordan.
He's not better than LeBron. I'm sorry.
No, he's not better than LeBron. You know what I'm saying? He's got 2 rings and really 1.5 because Paul Gasol was the MVP of that whole finals.
With the Boston?
Yeah.
You say Paul Gasol?
They shouldn't even won that damn thing.
I'm going to tell you, Kendrick Perkins got hurt. That's the only reason why they won.
And Paul Gasol had a better series.
And Ronald Tess saved them in Game 7 because he had a terrible Game 7. Kobe had a terrible Game 7. Yep.
And Bob Ryan, the greatest sports writer in America from Boston,
he says
straight up, Paul Gasol should have been the MVP, and I agree with him.
Yeah, it's the truth, though. But that's the same thing. You know what?
He got it based on his reputation.
We're saying the same way, though. The year that Boston won a championship, the first year with Paul Pierce in the Big 3, Paul Pierce got the MVP, but it should have went to Ray Allen. Ray Allen was the one who got busy. He made the clutch buckets and everything. You don't remember it because your memory's kind of off. It's okay. It's age. Age is a beast.
It's not the age, dog.
It is age. Age is a beast. Believe me, I know about it.
Stuff that you smoke. It's not cigarettes.
You smoke cigarettes, right, son?
You crazy. Cigarettes are the worst thing in the world.
I know, right? I don't know what Sam smokes hookah.
True that. I do smoke hookah.
Right, anyway, show's about a wrap. We usually do Go Hard and Pain, but I'm not going to do that segment today. We need to wrap the show up. So make sure you check us out on the Eyes Radio Network, which is www.eyesradio.com. I mentioned it earlier. To listen to our show on our official website, just visit us at www.walio.podbeam.com. And also, if you have any questions or comments, just email us at urbansports@eyesradio.com. Thank you all for listening to our show. We appreciate it. Sam, I am. Thanks for coming to the studio, the apartment studio. It's not an apartment studio. It's actually an apartment, but I call it a studio. So thanks for coming over here, checking us out. We appreciate it.
Definitely, man. Thank you. And, Happy New Year.
Exactly.
You know, thanks for allowing me to vent, man, because, you know, that's a whole bunch of problems right there. And
well,
I'm glad I got it out, man. It felt like it's therapy.
That's good, man. That's what I do. I'm a shrink. I try to help people out, man. Anyway, it's Urban Sports Radio. Deuces. Check us out later. Bye.